I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are one of only a handful of NFL teams without cheerleaders. But it wasn't always that way. Surprisingly, the Steelers were actually the very first NFL team to have a cheerleading squad. In 1961, Steelers entertainment coordinator William V. Day recruited co-eds from Robert Morris Junior College to help cheer on the floundering team. Eight young women chosen on the basis of their appearance, personality, coordination, and gymnastic ability made up the inaugural Steelerette squad. Donning modest, knee-length skirts and hard hats, the Steelerettes kept the fans' spirits high by performing energetic cheers and dance routines to live music along the sidelines of Forbes Field and Pitt Stadium. By 1962, the local media took notice as well, featuring the squad on a weekly TV show and in newspaper articles. As their popularity grew, so did the Steelerettes' responsibilities, making regular appearances at charity functions, hospitals, and local schools. By the late 1960s, the idea of professional cheerleading squads caught on with several other NFL teams. While the Steelerettes projected a wholesome image, the new generation of NFL cheerleaders followed the example of the more flamboyant Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. With the opening of Three River Stadium in 1970, a decision was made to disband the Steelerettes. When reporters asked Dan Rooney why, he replied, "We don't need them." And most Steelers fans agreed. Pittsburgh's about football, not the sideline entertainment. While the Pittsburgh Steelers are still without cheerleaders today, the Steelerettes alumni regularly meet at the Heinz History Center's Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum to reminisce about their experiences and cheer on the black and gold.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.